Where is it here? Mitchell wants to know if you have the skinny on New Mexico State and Northeastern, because if they both win, you get a 12 and a 13 heading into the Sweet 16, and apparently they could.
Either of those or both of those teams are capable of winning. Sometimes you look at the Vegas lines. I can bring Mike in here because he will testify to this. Sometimes you look at the Vegas lines and think, whoa, my, they're that close? It almost surprises you that Vegas puts up a number that close. Then you will see, and this isn't always a good barometer, as Mike will tell you, you will see a line open, and the public goes crazy betting it. That has happened in Villanova-St. Mary's. Mike had opened Villanova, a 6 seed, favored 6.5 over St. Mary's, an 11 seed. They have bet that number down to 3.5 now.
Really?
They have knocked 3 points off that line.
Do you have all the odds or no?
I do.
What is the New Mexico State-Auburn line?
I believe that's 6.5. I can check that.
That's okay.
I just happen to have a handy way to check that, Mike.
Because I think New Mexico State wins that outright, and I got them beating Kansas going to the Sweet 16.
Hey, that's
UNC.
Very, very possible.
Yeah.
That's very, what day is that?
I don't know.
Because there's 2 different days of work there, Auburn. Okay, it's now 5.5 Auburn.
All right.
5.5 Auburn, and Kansas is a 6.5 Northeastern.
How about it? Sam.
Yeah. Sam.
All right, guys. How many games do you think Randall Cobb plays this year? Kurt wants to know.
Don't do that. We're not going to guess on injuries.
That's what you're guessing on. If he's well, he plays every game.
There you go.
He's the slot
16
every
games.
Game. Every game. 16.
Be optimistic. It's March.
Yes.
Unless we're talking baseball.
All right. One more sports question. Thrill Wreckage wants to know if you think the new Mike Trout contract is worth it.
I've read articles on both sides of this. One of them that made the big declaration that it's not enough. Like, he's not getting paid enough. And, you know, that's just more of a shocking headline to click on. My first thought was they will rue the day that they sign this because it's just insane. And the fact that it doesn't start until, what, next year? I mean, it's an extension,
yes.
But it's like the
yes.
money doesn't, like, he's an athlete and he's a human. Anything can happen. Like, you're at the tipping point of injuries on or off the field that could make that a very poor decision. And, I mean, playing the odds, I don't know how he could live up to that deal. So I guess I say bad deal. But the Angels aren't scared to do that with Pujols or Josh Hamilton, and neither of those, well, I don't know if you'd consider the Pujols contract a success. The Hamilton one certainly wasn't.
There's a lot of history of contracts like this of enormous length coming home to be a problem. The Pujols contract at the end of it is a bummer.
Yeah, it is terrible.
The Hamilton contract was a bummer when it was signed.
Even worse.
Yes, exactly right. I mean, look at Prince Fielder. How could the Rangers know that? They couldn't know that. And you can go on and on and on. Will Machado's got, okay, what's the proper word here? A husky build?
Mm-hmm.
Stocky.
Stocky. So he moves to third base. You can be a stocky third baseman. That's okay. That's fine. Bryce Harper? What contract would you rather be paying right now? Bryce Harper's or Mike Trout's? I know my answer.
What are you going to say, Harper?
I'd rather give the $100 million extra to Trout. I'd much rather have him.
Yeah.
I think he's a way better player.
He is, without question, a way better player. It's just, it's so long.
It's so long. You know, Mike, I guess the question we would have here, Sam, is 5 years from now, is this going to look like an obscene contract?
I mean, I'm not predicting anything that happens to anyone, but there's a chance Mike Trout is out of baseball in 6 years.
Because of some debilitating
something.
Injury. Yes. Now, if...
That's a long time. That's a whole career for most.
Okay, I'll give you a what if. What if Mike Trout is healthy for 12 years?
Yeah.
Then good contract.
I think it's a good contract.
Great player. Just a great player.
Yep.
In fact, one last thought. If he quit right now, is there a chance we'd put him in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, there's a chance.
He's finished
multiple MVPs.
Second, first, fourth, something like that in the MVP voting. He's crazy good.
Yeah.
He's crazy better than anybody else in the league.
Cortez AD wants to know if either of you have ever bought anything out of someone's trunk.
I've definitely been offered speakers out of someone's trunk. Did not buy them. No, I don't think I've ever bought anything out of someone. Well, maybe fruit. Like for someone on the side of the road.
Yeah.
But that qualifies more of like...
And if they
like
set up a little tent.
That sounds like a fruit stand.
Yeah, a flimsy fruit stand. Maybe a van with the side open.
Okay, I would say that falls under the...
That sounds pleasantly shady.
Trunk umbrella. Yeah, that's shady enough.
I think whenever I'm on a long road trip, if someone's out there working hard selling fruit,
yeah,
I will try to patronize them.
In Alaska, we actually pulled over a guy selling beef jerky.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy one.
Yeah, and
because that's the best snack car trip food anyway.
His name was Tony, and he said he made enough selling beef jerky by the side of the highway in Alaska for 5 months to make it through the other seven.
So
not a bad life.
Not a bad life.
Hanging out in Alaska for 7 months a year.
Yeah,
I like
really.
It. Do you remember your first pet, Willie wants to know.
First pet?
Your first pet.
Pedro was our first dog. He was named after the mascot at the, south of the border, which is right in, North Carolina, South Carolina, at the border.
I was thinking of another border. Keep
no,
going.
it's like a tourist trap, I think, right between North and South Carolina.
All right.
Called South of the Border, and Pedro is the mascot there, and is on all the signs, like, 20 miles to south of the border, and we just loved that little guy when we were kids, so we named our dog Pedro. And then he did get sent... finger quotes here, up to our uncle's ranch because the fleas were too bad. And I only realized like 1 year ago what that really meant.
Uh-oh.
Which is, yeah, Pedro probably went about a mile to the vet that day and went to sleep.
Mm.
And I always assumed Pedro was still alive up on my uncle's ranch having the time of his life 40 years later.
Well,
but
two,
no.
Two things. First, I didn't realize there was a demilitarized zone between the North and South Carolinas. And second, my first pet was Corky. I was about to go to first grade, and I didn't go to kindergarten. And I was about to go to first grade, and my mom and dad promised me that if I was a good boy for the entire week of first grade, caused no trouble at all, that the next Saturday we'd go up to the farmer's place, the potato farmer's place, and get a dog. And we did.
Really?
And the dog died during the Easter weekend of my sophomore year in college.
Aw.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
I had no brothers and sisters.
Yep.
You know, unlike you, I didn't have cash to kick around when you
to
when
be
you were
kicked
young.
Around
yeah,
by.
Yeah, exactly
trust me.
Right. So Corky was my friend growing up. That was my best friend.
J.D. Allen wants to know, if someone were to borrow your body for a week, what would you have to tell them about beforehand to prepare them?
Go ahead, Norm. I don't know how much time we have.
Sam, was there any stipulation on what this person might be using my body for?
No. Could be anything.
Well, I would insist that they...
Probably not much.
If they had my body, that they eat perfectly cleanly and work out all 7 days. Right? Because then I'm still at home chilling. And guess what? When my body comes back, look who's tight.
Would you suggest that this person took your body golfing 3 or 4 times
no,
in a week?
No, I'll go golfing with their body.
All right.
That's fine. They All need right. to work hard to make my body look better. A little tanning, too, please.
All right. Yeah. Ricardo wants to know, would you rather have 3 legs or 3 arms?
3 legs or 3 arms?
I'm taking 3 arms.
Mike?
I mean, there's a third leg joke that's just sitting there that we're all going to skip.
We're going to move past that.
I mean, what are we talking about? Because you'd literally be a circus freak, and you would be famous, I guess, for this.
Dude, think of the juggling.
Or the practicality of it.
Both.
Think of NFL wide receiver.
That's actually
good
a decent
Lord.
Point. If you're an okay athlete, and you'd have thought to be a pretty good athlete.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't be worrying about your blocking.
No.
If you're putting, a tight end.
Putting could be a problem.
Basketball?
Basketball?
If you were perfectly adept with 3 arms.
What if you like combat sports?
Oh, God. You might be the UFC or boxing champion of the world. Will they even let you? Is there a rule you can only have 2 arms?
You could be the Karate Kid.
Okay, or you could be a little, win a little karate tournament somewhere in the Midwest, or you could be the champ.
Get your black belt.
Like he's saying.
Right. Yeah.
What does a third leg get you? And what sport does that help you?
It gets Norm 2 good ones.
That's my man.
Love it.
And let me toss in, it would help me with my balance now.
That's my man.
All right, one more from yours truly. And Julie, feel free to get in on this one. Gills or wings?
I mean, wings. It has to be wings. That's the ultimate dream. And I am of the sea, Sam. I love swimming. And gills does sound incredible. But being in the salt water for too long is too much. You don't want to live down there or spend too much time. If you can literally fly, that's...
But what's in the air?
Quick travel to everywhere that we'd like to go.
We can do that in the ocean, too.
We are mammals. We live on land. Even if I had gills, I don't know, maybe I would be a mammal then, but...
This comes down to a pretty easy question for me. Would I rather dive deep down into the Trinity River or fly over it?
And I know
the
answer for you.
Yep, I'll take the wings. I don't want to see those submerged bed springs and those 62 Volkswagens that are down there.
Well, picture yourself in the Caribbean, though. I mean, somewhere heavenly.
Deep in Mariana's Trench.
What is there? Just the fish with the light.
Nobody knows.
The little light that he dangles in front of his face
to
trick me into trying to touch it so he can bite me?
Be the first person to get to go.
No, you can scuba dive and simulate what it's like to have gills. You can't really peacefully fly and float like if you had wings.
Julie?
I'm going to change it up. I'm going gills.
Hell yeah.
That's just
so I could finally be a mermaid.
Gang. Ooh, mermaid jewels.
I've always wanted to be a mermaid. Now I can.
Gill gang. Julie
Thanks
and I.
We can get you one of those. The gill gang.
You really always wanted to be a mermaid?
Yeah.
You like mermaids?
Yes.
Outfit?
I love mermaids. Ever since Ariel and the Little Mermaid came out, I've just wanted to be a mermaid.
Norm.
Outfit?
30 seconds on the Little Mermaid. Norm.
On the Little Mermaid?
The Little Mermaid. Go.
Well, first of all, adult-sized mermaids, we can all figure the size of, okay? But little mermaids, they can come in small to really small packages. Now, the amazing thing about little mermaids is with little humans, you have to teach them how to swim. You get them all these float arms and float legs and all those things. Not with little mermaids. Those little creatures know how to swim almost immediately. I'd like to be a little mermaid.
I love you.
We can be mermaids together.
I love
Norm.
You, Norm.
That's your birdhouse.